Greetings and welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program that generally simply does not play old songs. But to say that playing music during the golden age of radio from the early 1930s to the late 50s was not done would be wrong. The first programs on radio were music programs, and many of them live with a local chorus, orchestra, band, or a single performer in the studio. Then came records, 16-inch transcriptions, the 78 revolutions per minute, or RPM records, 45 RPMs, 33 and a third RPMs. But someone needed to play the recordings. That would be, by a more modern term in the 1950s, a DJ or disc jockey. On this track, I'm featuring a show entitled Turn Back the Clock, really considered by many one of the first oldies radio programs. The show had a run of 7 years from 1955 to 62 and was aired on the Armed Forces Radio Service. The DJs, so to speak, were Andy and Virginia Mansfield, who were, in terms of oldie shows, pioneers in the genre. They set the format for the genre, playing songs that were recorded in the past, some the very distant past, entirely different eras from the times that the show was aired, and even more so now. Andy Mansfield was the curator of the old songs, and his wife Virginia played the then more popular or newer music, and often new versions of the songs that Andy played. The two hosts of the show banter back and forth about the songs. Andy would turn back the clock to hear an early version of the song, and then Virginia would introduce a newer version. Listening to these broadcasts today is a unique experience because you are now hearing songs that were written and performed 70 to 100 years ago. You may not recognize any of them, or they may jog a memory or two, but it is an interesting format with the tick-tock of the clock as Andy and Virginia turn back the clock from this show aired in 1960 and featuring the song Sweet Georgia Brown on Heirloom Radio. In this case, a not-so-different kind of oldies program. My name's John Lovering, and I thank you for listening.
And now from Hollywood, let's turn back the clock with Andy and Virginia.
Well, good morning.
Hi there.
And welcome to another program of new and old recordings from our own personal collection.
I'll send a snow gal maid that's got a babe on my gal, Georgia Brown. She's got two left feet, nose that doggone neat, has my Georgia Brown. The old sign wanna cry for Georgia Brown, I'm gonna tell you why. Well, honey, I don't lie, not much. Well, it's been said that she knocks him dead when she lands in town. And since she came, brother, it's a shame how a gal of mine cools him down. Oh, boy, tip your hats. Look out, this gal's a cat. Who's that, mister? It ain't her sister. It's you, old Georgia Brown. Take it, boy! Two left feet, nose a doggone neat, is my Georgia Brown. They all sigh, they wanna cry for Georgia Brown. I'm gonna tell you why. Say, mister, I don't lie, not much. Now it's been said that she knocks him dead when she lands in town. Yes, and since she came, brother, it's a shame. Oh, buddy, how she cools him down. Now, fellas, she ain't met other fellas. Boy, she can't get. Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her, good old Georgia Brown. What a gal with my gal, Georgia Brown.
Well, Well, that was Eddie Jackson singing Sweet Georgia Brown, and it's from his Audio Fidelity long play album.
Written by Bernie, Pinkard, and Casey, Eddie Jackson was the first one to sing Sweet Georgia Brown back in 1925. Now, here's the original hit dance recording as we turn back the clock to 35 years ago when the late Isham Jones and his orchestra played Sweet Georgia Brown.
Almeida and his Polynesians playing Honolulu Eyes, and it's from the Waikiki long play album Surf Rider.
Honolulu Eyes was written in 1920 by Violinsky and Howard Johnson. It was one of the first recordings by this orchestra that came out of the West as we turn back the clock to 39 years ago when Paul Whiteman played Honolulu Eyes. Now, Virginia, who continues with Turn Back the Clock?
Well, Andy, here's the recent version of an old favorite. That was Gogie Grant singing I'm a Dreamer. That's a good old one, isn't it?
Yeah, aren't we all? Never mind, don't tear that one to pieces.
From her RCA Victor Longplay album, Granted, it's Gogi.
DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson wrote I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All? For the 1929 Fox film musical Sunnyside Up.
Ooh, wouldn't you love to see that one again?
Starring Janet Gaynor and Charlie Farrell, and yes, I would.
Uh-huh.
Here's the first recording as we turn back the clock to 31 years ago when the late Johnny Marvin sang I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All?
To each one it means a different thing. To some it's wealth, to some it's health, to some it's only what love can bring. Please don't blame me if I'm human too. I'm the same as you and you and you. I'm a dreamer, aren't we all? Just a dreamer, aren't we all? In my dreams each night it seems my sweetheart comes to call. I'm enraptured, held enthralled. My heart's captured, love is all. She's ideal, but then she isn't real, and I'm a fool. But aren't we all? Thank you.
Well, that was K-Star singing When I Lost You, and it's from her capital long play album, Losers Weepers.
Irving Berlin wrote When I Lost You in 1912, when his bride of 6 months died of yellow fever contracted on their honeymoon.
Oh, back in what? 1912.
This was the original recording as we turn back the clock to 48 years ago when Henry Burr sang When I Lost You. Now let's get along here with Artie Shaw and his orchestra. Some of the better things, the newer things by Artie. Especially this recording of Long Ago. Thank you.
Andy, it's that time again.
Well, and I guess you'd better say...
Thanks, folks, for tuning in.
And whether your choice of music is With Virginia for the New Records...
Or whether you like to reminisce with Andy...
Join us when we gather around the turntables tomorrow morning to...
Turn back the clock.
Turn Back the Clock has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
And that concludes this soundtrack on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program with yours truly, John Lovering. This podcast originates on SoundCloud.com, but it can also be heard on TuneIn, iTunes, Google Play Music, Podbean, Player FM, and iHeartRadio. Just search their podcast list for Heirloom Radio. That's H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M Radio. Be sure to check out my ever-growing list of radio programming from every genre, from mysteries and musicals to quiz shows and comedy, and everything in between. Please tell your friends about Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, and I do thank you for listening. Until next time, stay safe and be well.